This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I am unreasonably excited about this because right now we bring on wrestling icon, Metroplex resident, and Dallas Cowboys intimidation coach. It is Sting. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Oh, you're familiar with the intimidation coach.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And coming off of a Cowboys win that has excited and agitated people all in one, I'm kind of curious from a sports mentality, what do you look at it? Do you say, hey, look, you won. Let's be happy. Or are you like, come on, we got to do better than that?
Well, after a game like yesterday, yeah, we got to do better than that. But, I mean, look at the record. I mean, it looks great. So, I mean, compared to the last few years, I'm happy. I'm happy with this. This is great. Keep it rolling. I'll take that win.
The moment Jason Witten took paint off of your face and put it on his own was one of my favorite moments in history. Like, that was an awesome bit that y'all did. I really enjoyed that.
I would only do that for him.
Because you like him that much, or you're also a little scared of what he might do?
Maybe a little of both, man. He's a big dude, you know. You know what? I had so much fun doing that, and I had a good one-on-one conversation with him as well. And so we have a lot in common, and had a lot of fun that day meeting those guys and just to see their faces. They were surprised. A lot of them had no idea I was there. And then to do the commercial was just, you know, ESPN style. Love that stuff.
You know, I'm starting to brainstorm when you talk about the Cowboys and your interactions with them. We have Mark Henry in studio with us quite often to talk football. We need to get this, like, wrestling football combo podcast thing happening.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, everybody's got a podcast. It'll happen just because you said that.
Okay. Boom. Making things happen this morning, Corey. All right, so AEW is going to be here on Wednesday for Winter is Coming. And I was kind of curious because obviously you have experience with, you know, whether it's the Great American Bash or wherever being or Halloween Havoc being at a similar venue again and again. What does that mean for like wrestling fans in the area to get the same event every year?
Well, I'd like to think that wrestling fans would really appreciate that. And, you know, judging by the reactions when we do come, I think it's true. And I think they do appreciate it. And, man, I can remember over the decades, so many of these cities that were some of my favorite cities to go to, we would come back every year. And, you know, it's incredible. And even after all these years, it doesn't change. And it's fairly new, you know, AEW and coming into the Dallas area for Winter's Coming every year. But, you know, we're building momentum, that is for sure. And looking forward to being there on Wednesday night.
Now, last year for y'all's Winter is Coming, I brought along my co-host, Mike Bassick, who used to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. He had not seen wrestling since kind of the Von Erichs heyday and everything. And I was like, it's going to blow your mind. And the very first match was the one-hour world championship draw between Adam Page and Bryan Danielson. And at one point he goes, are matches usually this long? And I'm like, they are not. You are seeing something unique.
Yeah, it is unique. I mean, you know, back in the day when I first started, it was very common to have those 1 hour, you know, we called them Broadway matches, 45 minutes to an hour. I can remember wrestling Ric Flair for 45 minutes on TBS live, commercial free. The first time any sporting event of any kind, I think even entertainment of any kind was commercial free for that long of a period. And back in the old school days, it was common to have these kind of matches. not so common anymore. People want to see, you know, fast and quick, you know, give me a YouTube channel to look at instead of watching an entire 1 hour, you know, sitcom or something. And so people just want it fast and furious. And I think wrestling has changed with the times, and we are delivering that. But when you do have the opportunity to see a match like they had, which was incredible, it's a good thing. And I think, you know, wrestling fans really appreciate that. I mean, these guys they're working their butts off. So, and all good stuff.
You've been with this for so long. Did you imagine when you first got into wrestling that you would be like, you would have this much of a connection with it for the rest of your life?
No, I was the opposite. I'm a strange breed. Let me tell you. I mean, when I got into wrestling, I didn't even know what pro wrestling was. Somebody asked me to do it, and I said, "What is it?" I had no idea. Hulk Hogan used to come into the gym. People would freak out and say, "Don't you know who that is?" I said, who is that? Who's Hulk Hogan? I had no idea. That was the gym that was in the San Fernando Valley. I was in the Santa Clarita Valley, which was just a little bit north. We didn't have pro wrestling on TV when I grew up, so I had no idea what it was or who he was until they said, "He's the guy from the Rocky movie." And then I knew.
Thunderlips is here? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So the gym was freaking out. And I ended up going through this wrestling camp and then had a great feud with Hogan over the years and had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, since you brought this up, I was promising myself I was not going to ask you this, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but I'm like doing some old WCW rewatching because I know how to party. Is what happened at Starrcade 97? Because how did they mess up the finish to that amazing buildup?
Man, I think it was a package deal. We had a great build-up for a good solid year storyline-wise, and the truth of the matter is we did not follow the build-up. Hogan and I did not deliver in that match, and you know what went wrong with the count and all this. To this day, I have no idea. I just know that. You know, there were a lot of changes that were happening that very day. And, you know, we didn't know for sure how we were going to handle the deal, how we were going to do it, how we were going to do the finish until literally when we walked through the curtain. And then as far as the count goes to this day, I don't know what happened on that one.
I'm sure the backstage politics of wrestling are far more complex than I could ever understand, but I don't know how everyone didn't agree long before this. Sting comes in, whips Hogan's ass in about 6 minutes, and we send everybody home happy. But that is for another conversation, I'm sure. I appreciate your answer on that.
That would have been what we call good business.
Yes.
Wrestling icon Sting on with us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We are the home of the Cowboys also. We did see an offensive lineman, Terrence Steele. This is kind of breaking news at this moment. He tore his ACL. He's out for the rest of the season. I'm kind of curious from your perspective, the process of going through the rehabilitation process and then kind of coming back and what that perspective is like for you.
Gosh, man, you know, it's funny we're talking about this because I just had surgery. It's been 6-7 weeks ago now, basically just a clean out on my very old knees. But it is, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Okay, that's my daughter. I'm going to have to call her back.
Please apologize to her for us. Sorry about that.
No worries. But yeah, I know one thing. I've seen those that went through the physical therapy process, you know, with flying colors and did what they were supposed to do and worked through the pain versus those who did not. And those who did not, they never recover. They never have the game never comes back to them. So I know that is of the utmost importance. Of course, when you got the Cowboys behind you and, you know, a whole bunch of people, coaches and fans and players and who are expecting a lot of you, you're going to do it. But man, it in some ways can make you better because you have to learn sometimes new ways to get around. You know, for me, I had to
I had to do things differently in the ring. I had to prepare differently. I had to train differently. I had to think differently in the ring and come up with new, more innovative ways to accomplish my goal. And I think the same would be for NFL football player. So hopefully he'll become even better. It's just, it's an ACL.
Yeah.
And so many of them come back from the ACL great, you know, with no troubles. And, you know, but you do have to learn how to maneuver on that knee now, because it is not going to be the same.
When you get hurt in the ring during a match, how do you try to finish that out? How do you kind of grind through it to get through an injury? Because obviously in football, Terrence Steele tears his knee and the play's dead. Doctors come out. He gets taken off the field. But in wrestling, I'm assuming you have to kind of fight through that injury to give a finish to the match.
You do. But, I mean, it's just like any other sport and even football. If you're hurt bad enough, you stop and the doctors come immediately. And everyone knows when that happens, including the fans. You know, that happened to me in 1990, Corpus Christi, February 1990 with Ric Flair. He was inside of a cage, and I was supposed to come and climb into the cage from the outside because it was locked. And I jumped up to get on there, and I felt like somebody took a pipe to my knee. And I looked back, there was no wrestling fans, nowhere, no one near. And I reached down and put my fingers between my down on my knee, and I could put my fingers underneath my kneecap. Oh. I knew my patellar tendon was completely severed in half. And I'm hobbling around on, you can pull this up on YouTube. I'm hobbling around on one leg, and from the knee down on the left side, it's just sort of dangling around. It's just grotesque. And here comes Rick. He's climbing out now. He says, "Oh, what is Sting doing?" So he climbs out and he starts running down. I've got an entourage of people around me. I said, "Tell him to stop. My patella tendon is gone, man. I'm out of this, you know." He jumps on me, and I'm hobbling around with him on top of me on one leg. It was brutal, but it had to stop. I can remember being in the Omni when the Omni was still there in Atlanta, Georgia, and wrestling Vader. And, you know, I'd do this dive off the top, and he'd power slam me. And we did this one night in the Omni in Atlanta, and we bounced up and came back down with all his 400 pounds on me at that time. And I saw my rib not come through the skin, but, you know, my chin was down on my chest, and it was just contorted in such a way where I could see my bone, like, almost come out of my skin.
Oh, it was gosh.
Yeah, and I was hurt. Oh, you know, it was, like, right there at the end of the match, and Leon Vader, you know, he goes, what do I do? It was a world title match. He could not win the world title that night because we were going in another direction. I told him, I said, pie face the referee and tell him to disqualify you. And we did that. And there's more to the story that would be hilarious to you guys, but I wish I was there in person to do it for you. But in other words, he drops an elbow on me. After all that, he drops an elbow on me. And I'm like, no. And they had to, you know, carry me out. And, you know, I broke my rib pretty bad on that. That's a left 10th rib. I broke it. But, you know, then there's other times where you're hurt almost to that point, but you can kind of still go on. I did that in TNA with Kurt Angle. Blew both my shoulders out. The left one was just, oh, it was so bad. But, you know, I did about two or three more minutes of the match, and we finished the match. And I went in to see Dr. Andrews, Jim Andrews, who's still doing surgeries to this day. And he's done about six on my body. And he looked at my left shoulder and said, "Oh, Steve," he said, "I almost closed you right back up because it looked like a bomb went off inside your shoulder. I thought there was nothing I could do." He said, "I gave one last tug on your either the rotator cuff or the labrum. I can't remember which." And he said, "I got a little bit of action out of that, so I tied you back up and cleaned you up, but your rehab is going to be brutal, man. You're going to have to really baby this thing for a few months, for many months." So, you know, football is going to be the same way. I mean, you're going to have some injuries that are going to take you out immediately. I mean, the stretcher is going to come out, and they're going to carry you away. And who knows if you're going to come back from one like that. But, yeah, I've dealt with all of it.
Man, fantastic stuff. I want to let you know also we have multiple people texting in. And it's like, oh, man, I'm nerding out so hard right now. And just to let you know, you have an open invitation to come down anytime to the studio like Mark Henry does at any point. We would love to have you in the studio.
Yeah, you can elbow drop Kevin anytime.
Sure.
Yeah, when I get there, I'll show you guys the flying toehold, all right?
Fantastic. Yes! I feel like I just got volunteered for something that I'm going to very, very, so very much regret.
Hey, I'll let you put it on me. How's that?
Okay. Now I support that a little bit more, even though I know it's going to turn poorly on me eventually. All right. Wednesday, Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, right down the street from my house. I'm super pumped about that. Is Winter is Coming, AEW Dynamite. Get some Rampage action going as well. Sting, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. And it's always showtime on your show, right?
Woo! Yes, love to hear it. There you go. Sting right here on 105.3 The Fan. That was awesome.
What's great is we're going to get to hear that again on Friday.
Oh, did I say something stupid?
Well, I feel like Sting just...
He did. He definitely did.
And you agreed with him that you get to put it on him.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those are the masterpiece of the weeks that I regret the most is me. Somebody says something dumb and I'm like, oh yeah, for sure.
But you didn't even notice this one. Like you were so invested in like geeking out that Sting was talking with you and just carrying a conversation. Like that was a really cool conversation, man.
Yeah.
Like,
His insight on rehab and what Terrence Steele might be facing and how you have to adjust as an athlete, I thought was really interesting.
That was a great question by me.
Yes. As I predict, you will hear another great question from Corey tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.